Good afternoon, and welcome to Mass today. These words of Jesus in today's Gospel, we can look upon them in the sense of foreboding, or we can look upon them as a sense of opportunity. Be sure of this, if the Master had known the hour when the thief was coming, he wouldn't have let his house be broken into. So also you must be prepared, because the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect. That can fill us with fear, can disconcert us, or it can say, God is coming, and I must get myself ready for him so that when he comes, I will have everything in order. And so every day, in every moment, God gives us, in a sense, that opportunity to do the best that we can with everything that we have, to live a good life, to ensure that our prayer life is what it should be, to make sacrifice, to take care of our neighbor, our sisters and brothers. In other words, to have things in order. And that should never fill us with fear, because it's God who is coming. It's God who is going to ask us, yes, to give an account of our lives, and we will do that at the end of time. But it starts now, today, this moment, during this Mass, after this Mass, and for the whatever it may be. Because God says the faithful servant is the one in charge of the household. And when the master comes and finds that servant doing what he's supposed to be doing, then he's going to reward him. But he finds the servant not doing what he's supposed to be doing, in fact, doing the complete opposite, then there is going to be punishment. Why would we then be surprised? Because God has given us and gives us so many opportunities to do what he desires of us and to spend our lives for him and for one another. Not out of fear. There's too much fear around today. There's too many people instilling fear in everybody else. And we allow ourselves to listen to that fear, and it begins to paralyze us, begins to hold us back. But let us be those faithful servants who know what we've got to do. And if we make mistakes, then get up and try again. It's God who is coming. It's God who is loving. It's God who sees our weakness, but it's God who raises us up so that we can continue our service to him and to our one another, but also that we can live our lives as he truly desires us to be. So, my sisters and brothers, we don't know the day or the hour when God is coming. But we don't need to live in fear of that coming either. We live in faith and hope and in love.